the way of making vaccines has been to try and mimic nature, so to take basically the virus itself, alter it in some sort of a way so that it no longer causes disease, and use that as a vaccine. And it's a very empirical route, and you know, it's had spectacular successes in polio and smallpox and so on. But as time has gone by, it's become clear that that relatively straightforward approach is probably not going to be successful for some of the viruses that we're most concerned about now. And then AIDS came and really was a massive wake-up call. And I think that researchers expected in early on that a vaccine would just be developed in the simple ways that had worked before, and it rapidly became clear that that wasn't going to be the case. And it's amazing how fast things can spread. There's a canine virus that was first described, I think, in the 70s, that spread all the way around the world in between 1 and 2 years. Infectious disease has a potential that is just devastating. That's why you have to be really extra careful with it. And you know, you have to really work hard to understand and be ready if something happens, because they have such enormous abilities to do a lot of damage very, very quickly. It's not so much equipment, it's just using a variety of different techniques that are the result of work of literally hundreds of people. So the whole science base, the whole base of knowledge increases, and then at a certain point there's a little leap forward in a given area. I think it's so important to increase the knowledge base all the time, because you can't really predict where things are going to be helped, but they are. You always go forward. HIV is driving quite a lot of understanding of pathogens. It's forcing people to address very basic issues in the interaction between pathogens and humans, and thinking quite deeply about how vaccines work and how you can make better vaccines. Pathogens are different from us, and they do have weaknesses, and we can attack those, and we will, and we will triumph over them. But it's a question of how quickly and how determined that we are. I think there will be a lot of ups and downs. There will be a lot of setbacks. And part of the problem is the fact that, you know, pathogens can spread so quickly and do so much damage so quickly that we'll suddenly be knocked way back. Making good vaccines is absolutely useless if the vaccines don't go into people's arms and protect them. I mean, that's a huge part of the whole public health issue, and it still remains true that one of, or possibly the major advance in public health in the Western world was increased awareness of the importance of sanitary conditions. In science, there really is, in a sense, for the sorts of things that we work on, there is one truth there, and we have to find it, and we may think we've found it, and if we haven't, then nature doesn't care. We got it wrong, and sooner or later we do something and we realize we have got it wrong. There's no cheating. And this is the real truth, as you say, that I would have about pathogens. The real thing with pathogens is to stop them getting a toehold at all, because after that you're going to have many, many more problems. An interaction with others can often lead you towards the point where you can begin to see things more clearly and see what questions you should be asking. And often, you know, the greatest advances are made by some tangential thought that's really quite unorthodox and goes off to the side, and then suddenly a lot of things become clearer. Part of science is putting an idea out there and going out and trying to defend it and getting people to shoot it down. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing bad about being wrong, providing as soon as you're shown to be wrong, you say, well, I got it wrong, let's move on.